Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
But we now have a new guest on the line. We've got Jazz. Is it Patterson or Peterson?
Patterson.
Cool. One T.
Yeah.
Patterson. One T. One T. Patterson. cool. We've got Jazz Patterson on the line talking about their new collab track with Junus Orca, that is. Body Electric. Morena, how are you doing, Jazz?
Morena, I'm really good. Thank you, Zach. Thank you for having me.
Of course. How's it up in Tamaki at the moment?
It is a little grey, it's a little cloudy, chance of rain is imminent.
I think same here, minus the chance of rain, but yeah, okay. Auckland seems like it's popping off so hard. There's so many gigs happening all the time, it seems.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good spot, apart from the humidity. It's a good spot, yeah.
No, I need to come to Auckland sometime soon and witness the culture there, because it seems like a very cool spot. Nonetheless, we had to talk about that new track of yours. Before we get to that, though, I want to talk about Wrapped, Spotify Wrapped. You know, Spotify, yeah. I'm not a huge fan of it personally, just because of streaming, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But Wrapped is a fun little thing, and I want to know, who is your number one artist and number one song on your Spotify Wrapped in the year of our Lord 2024?
In the year of our Lord 2024,
yes,
it was... Do you know what? I've been doing like a lot of working from home, and I've been listening to a lot of like jazz house music with like French lyrics because I can't concentrate in English.
Mm.
So it was New York City in 1940 by Berlioz.
Berlioz, I was going to say Berlioz. Yeah. Berlioz is great.
Legit, so good. It's so good. I can't listen to English. So honestly, that was my work from home track. I loved it.
Oh, man, that literally was going to be my second question, because I saw on a Facebook post from October that you're listening to French artists because you can't listen to English lyrics so you can concentrate. Was Serge Gainsbourg in your rotation there at all?
Oh, sorry, could you say that name again?
Oh, Serge, it's like Serge, Gainsbourg or Gainsbourg.
Oh, I don't think so, but like very possibly.
He's like, one of the old French, kind of like jazzy pop artists from the 50s, from the 60s, sorry. He's really, really excellent.
Sick. Yeah, I'll have to check him out. Yeah, I don't think so, yeah.
Sure. Do you listen to any other foreign language music when you're needing to concentrate, other than French?
Just French, for no good reason other than... It's just a vibe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No specific other languages. Open to all languages, of course, but I've just been focusing on French house jazz music lately.
Oh, that's fantastic. I noticed in that post you had two photos, and I noticed that in one of them you had a scented vanilla caramel candle. Are you a big enjoyer of nice smells? And is that kind of, I guess, toned kind of sweet palette your thing?
Oh, that's a great question. I am a regular buyer, a purchaser of candles. Every week I buy a new candle because I've been doing so much work from home. And definitely like very like dessert themes. Like I love like a vanilla, like a creme brulee, anything sort of like quite sweet. And then sometimes I'll go from like more like a floral candle, if that's the vibe. But yeah, predominantly like dessert vibe candles for me.
Have you ever had like a whiskey and amber type candle?
I think one time, and then it was just not quite for me.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Does cinnamon fall into the dessert line? Because I love the smell of cinnamon. That's my favorite scent.
Yeah, I feel like cinnamon, to be fair, the calendar, the candle palette is fairly limited, I'm not going to lie. We do hang out with vanilla quite a lot.
Quite a lot.
quite a lot. I don't stray too far from, like, very sweet, basic scents.
Fair enough. I feel like you can explore that a lot, though. I feel like cardamom falls into that line a bit more, like, in a kind of, like, niche-y, dessert-y flavor. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, like, cinnamon's cousin, perhaps. Mm. Closely related, yeah.
Perhaps. I'm not too sure about spice stuff, but yeah.
Yeah.
Good candle chat. I love good candle chat. Far out. So this new track, Body Electric, just kind of switch gears entirely now. Is that the first collaboration between you and Junus Orca?
Yes, it is. It is. So me and Josh have been friends for quite a few years, and he does, he's my session musician, and so we've played like quite a few shows together. And we've always talked about, like, what if we, you know, had a goal at making a collaboration track. And so we decided to do it. And here we are, which is, yeah, which is really cool. Because it's, I think it's been really cool because we come from quite different musical backgrounds. And so it's been really special to sort of fuse, you know, like a bit of my strengths and a bit of his strengths in this track, like in terms of the track itself, and then visually with the visual content and the music video.
One thing I really like about the visuals is that the music video is in black and white, but the cover art is in color, and you actually get to see what it looks like in color, which I think is so cool and such like a simple and effective device for
it's really cool.
I guess, you know, you and Junis both being electronic-y-ish musicians in Christchurch, like, there's a pretty small but fruitful scene there, I hear, so it's no surprise that you would have made friends.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, it's pretty small.
I do actually want to touch on the visuals there for a second, because there's a very, the video features a very, very trippy illusion-esque pool, which takes up a decent chunk of time, I think, in the first section of the video. Where was that shot at?
That was actually at like a house private residence in Christchurch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in Christchurch. Yeah, so I flew down for the to shoot the video, and then yeah, part of the video was shot like around the pool, and then part of it was in the pool. And it was a struggle to be in the pool, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy with how the video turned out. Like, it's really beautiful. But yeah, it was cold.
I bet. I was actually chatting with I can't remember who it was recently, I don't have the name off the top of my tongue, but they were taking photos, press photos, in the ocean. And they just had to be in the ocean for ages, like for, I think, an hour and a half or something.
Oh, wow, that's commitment.
Yeah, it is.
That is honestly, that's such good commitment. Like, you do what you got to do to get the shot. Like, you really do. And I kind of feel like when you're on the set and you've had, like, so much prep and so much planning and you're in the zone, like, you just, you know, you do what you got to do to get, like, the, you know, the kind of visual content that you want.
Yeah. Are you wearing makeup when you're in the pool? Because I imagine that would be quite frustrating.
Yeah, so that was the last. So there's a shot where half of my face is in the pool, and that, I think that was the last shot of the day. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I was wearing a little bit of makeup in the pool itself.
I just can't imagine wearing makeup near water is a good time, because it's, I don't know, it feels like it'd be stressful.
It is slightly stressful.
Yeah. The production on the track is incredibly detailed, with the minute little accoutrement such as the kind of electric coil type effects at the breakdown around the 1 minute 30 mark, the can opening sounds which reinforce this idea of kind of a midnight rendezvous, and the warbliness and headiness of the bass lines. They pair very well with your really quite close voice, with very simple but effective lyrics of connection. Everything is really, really balanced, and I want to know, you know, how did you and Junis work that out?
Yeah, thank you so much. So the way that we created the track was in some ways really quick and it came together, and then in other ways was like quite like detailed. And the way that Junis, the way that he works is like he's very pays like really close attention to detail and like getting things just perfect and trying again and again and like getting, you know, like getting perspective, getting feedback. So I feel like he's super detailed in that sense. But in terms of creating the lyrics, the melody, the vocal recording and production, that all happened really quickly and just really organically. So I'm based in Auckland and Josh is in Christchurch. He was in Auckland for the weekend. So we just thought we'd, you know, give it a go. And the track, like, to be honest, I'm pretty sure that like the bulk of the lyrics and melody and everything was just recorded on the day in the studio, and it came together so quickly. But then like post-production was very a lot more finicky and detailed and thoughtful. Yeah.
No, it definitely gave the vibe of Junis being quite the perfectionist when it comes to production.
For sure.
Wanting to get everything down, as Homelander says, to the tiniest detail.
It's a beautiful thing. I really like that about him.
It's awesome. Will there be more collabs with Junis/Josh in the near future, in 2025?
Actually, yes. Yeah, we're working on another track at the moment, which I will probably keep kind of under wraps. But yeah, we're sort of talking about potentially releasing other tracks in the future.
Cool.
Because it's been fun. Like, it's fun to work with your friends.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good. Yeah.
I'd love to see a collab EP sometime. I mean, not to put pressure or anything, but that'd be, I think that'd be really awesome. It'd be very, very, very special. What are you on? What are you doing for summer? And music or person wise? And are you visiting Dunedin anytime in the near future?
Oh, Dunedin. Well, I'm going to be Dunedin adjacent in March. I'm playing at Wright Festival in Wanaka. Is it fair to say that Wanaka is Dunedin adjacent?
Be like, I think if I'm not mistaken, it is 2-ish hours. Let me just...
A mere step and a jump, some would say.
Yeah. Oh, it's actually 3.5 hours, apparently. Apparently, it's about 280 kilometres from here to Wanaka, so...
Oh, okay. So, well, look, I'm going to be in the South Island. That is for sure. That is for sure. So I'm playing Electric Ave in February, which is in Christchurch, Waterway, mm-hmm. and then I will be in Wanaka to play Wright Festival in March. Yeah. So that's sort of what I'm really looking forward to over summer.
Awesome. That'll be a real fun time, I bet. Absolutely lovely. Thank you very much for coming on the program. I just have one more question, and that is, what are your crate day plans?
My what, sorry?
Oh, crate day.
Crate day. Oh, my gosh. My crate day plans.
Yeah.
I honestly, I don't participate in the celebration. But, if I see anyone's crate day Instagram story, I will give it a like. And that's how I'll be participating.
Oh, lovely, lovely. No, that's totally fair. That's very, very fair. I think it's, I don't even know when it became a thing. I feel like it became a thing in the 2010s.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. I just like the aspect of hanging out with people and having a day to hang out with people. Same with Christmas. Yeah. I'm not Christian, but I just like hanging out with friends and family.
100%. And if you can get like just a gorgeous day in the sun, got a few bevvies, you can have some good chats. Like, there's nothing better.
Mm-hmm. Play some Jazz Patterson and Judas Walker, maybe.
Yeah. Pop it on your playlist. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
Well. Yeah.
I looked at like artist Spotify for Wrapped last night, and it's so sweet. The playlist part is like my favorite thing. It's so special to me to be like, oh, someone thought that this would be like a good fit on their playlist, and there I am. It's so cool.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. Well, did you get to see all the playlists that you appear on?
I get to see a lot of them, like not all of them, but like the titles of a lot of them.
Oh, right.
Yeah, crack me up. I can't think of like specific ones off of the top of my head, but I have done a few D&B tracks, and I'm like, oh, some people are gearing up for a big weekend from the look of that playlist.
Yeah. Literally gearing up as well.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
All right, thank you so much for coming on the program today, Jazz. It was fantastic talking with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thank you
very much. Take care. All right, folks, that was Jazz Patterson. We're chatting about their new collaboration track with Junas Orca. It is called Body Electric. We're going to play it for you right now. It's 10:36 here on the program. Stay locked.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.